Chapter 3. From CO2 towards CONO. In 2003, knowing that it was more symbolic than practical, we installed New Hampshire's largest solar electric array on the roof of our yogurt works in Londonderry. Skeptics sneered. At a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars, I wanted to extract solar energy from skies that aren't exactly in the Sun Belt. Moreover, oil was then relatively cheap. A gallon of gasoline cost about $1.60. The numbers indicated a long wait for any payback, at least 12 years, if ever. My sister Nancy, our Vice President of Natural Resources, Lisa Drake, our Natural Resources Manager, and I persisted. Someone had to prove that replacing fossil fuels made good business sense. We believed that renewable sources of energy were essential in the battle against carbon pollution and global warming. And, while the near-term economics were not favorable, we knew that Stonyfield could not stand by and just preach this philosophy. We needed to demonstrate our commitment. Even a modest payback would be a cause for celebration, I thought. Little did I know that oil prices were about to soar, even before our first 50,000-watt array was up and running. Suddenly, our payback schedule was cut by almost half, and our experiment proved that solar power can boost the bottom line. Recent technology improvements would result in an even faster payback. Speaking of profits, a business has only two ways to make them. You can either increase revenue or cut costs. It is patently clear that nothing is more costly both monetarily and environmentally than sticking with carbon-spewing, planet-warming fossil fuels. Whether you're using time, money, labor, or energy, a business person has to keep plugging leaks. Carbon cutting has saved Stonyfield literally millions of dollars, a revenue stream that I call the First National Bank of Conservation. However, for our first decade, as we fought and kicked our way to reach the break-even point, we didn't quite grasp that our cost-cutting efforts had a larger purpose than taming the bottom line. They turned out to be field exercises in subverting the traditional business mindset, which views costs only in dollar terms. As I mentioned in Chapter 1, nature is the most efficient and cost-effective system in the universe. Heeding its organizing and operating principles will...